We are in Siman Tov, Kuf, Yud Dalet. So yesterday we had an introduction. Yesterday we did Sif Aleph. And now, Bezrat Hashem, we will do Beis and Gimel. Beis and Gimel are based on a famous, interesting machlekes between Tosis and the Rosh, how to understand a Gemara in Beitza and Daf Chaf Beis. So all the Gemaras that we discussed are on Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph, and this is also on Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph. It's an action-packed Amud in Maseches Beitza. When they get there in Daf Yomi, we're just going to be all over that Daf. So the Gemara has a story. Ula ikla lebei Rav Yehuda. Ula went to the house of Rav Yehuda. Kam Shame, his helper, whose helper? Rashi tells us Ula's helper. Ula traveled with his helper. Kam Shame, Zakaf lo the Shraga. He picked up the Shraga. He picked up, now, usually, I thought this was talking about Menorah Shalchulius and Binyan Bekalim, which is actually what the Gemara is discussing before that. But that's not what's going on over here. Rashi explains, Shehoya rota sheyistalek hashemen la'achorav v'lo yimoshech achor ha'psila v'tichbet. He wanted to move the oil away from the wick so that the candle will burn out more quickly. When Rav Yehuda saw Ula's mashbak tilting the candle, he asked him a kasha. Hanois and Shem and Berner chayiv mishum avir. V'amistabek mimenu chayiv mishum achabe. If you put oil, they used to have oil candles, obviously. So you have a floating, let's say you have a wick in a cup. Oh, you have a cup of oil. You add a little bit of oil into that cup while it's burning on Shabbos. It's an Isser Daraisa of Mavir, of igniting a fire, even though the fire was already lit and you just added oil. And if you remove some of that oil on Shabbos, at least it's going to be an Isser Daraisa of Kibui, of extinguishing. So how could the Shamid, the Mashbak of Ula, do such a thing on Yantif? So he answered, Amalei Lavadatoi. Asa Hashem Mishmash Asa. He didn't do it, he did it on his own. He did not get his instructions from me. I agree with you. It's something he was not supposed to do. Okay. Now, the question is like this. Shalom Rabbi Cheskel. So the Gemara just told us that if you add, you have a candle that's lit, oil candles lit, you add oil, it's an Issa Daraisa of like Mavir, of lighting a fire. And if you take away some of that oil, it's an Issa Daraisa of Kibui, of extinguishing. Now the question is, how so? How taking away some of the oil is an Issa Daraisa of extinguishing the candle? So, there's a big machlekes here between Tosis and the Rosh. I don't know, I can't necessarily explain it according to the Metzius. I didn't test it out. I don't know if it fits the Metzius. It's a little bit hard for me personally to understand. But this is a machlekes Tosis Rosh, and this is also going to end up a machlekes Mechaberama. So Tosis says like this: Ain a return alone of nation and maher kibui. The issa daraisa of extinguishing when you take the oil out of the candle is not because the candle was going to light for 5 hours. You took out some oil and now it's going to last for 4 hours. That we understand. That Tosis says is not why it's an issa daraisa of kibui, because that is not kibui. The lo haviyala gram kibui. That's only gram kibui. The gram kibui biyantiv shari, and you're allowed to cause a candle to go out on yantiv. Gram kibui yantiv is mutter. Af api shemamaher kibuya, even though you're causing the candle to go out an hour earlier, that's okay. It's a grama. you caused it to happen, you didn't do it, and it's mutter on Yontif. Uveshabbos nami einu chayiv. And Shabbos, maybe it's not mutter, sounds like from Tosfos, but it's not going to be chayiv. So that's not what we're talking about. So what's the reason that taking oil out of the candle is an issa d'oraisa? Says Tosfos, elohainu taima.
What
Tosis is saying is that if the oil candle, oil lamp, has, let's say, 3 inches of oil, it's going to light brighter than if it only has 2 inches of oil. So if you take out some of that oil, cause is a bad word, you now lowered the brightness, you lowered the flame to some degree, and that is an issa d'oraisa of kibui. Not because it's going to go out an hour earlier, that's grama, that's mutter. But when you take out some of the oil, you are dimming the light of the candle. Now, the next few words in Tosfos, I don't understand. He says, Ulakach nire kikibui. And therefore, nire kikibui. It looks like kibui. It seems like kibui. Now, Isurei Daraisa don't work like that. A nire kikibui is not usually, it's not chayiv. Chayiv means we take him out, he's chayiv skila on Shabbos. So, I don't know what nire kikibui, I don't know what those words are doing in Tosfos. Ulakach nire kikibui, I don't know what that means. But Tosfos holds the Issa Daraisa. I mean, the Gemara says an Issa D'oraisa, so Tosfos is not, obviously not disagreeing with that. Tosfos is explaining that, and he's explaining that when you take out some oil, you are dimming the light. Now, therefore, Umikan, continues Tosfos, Yesh lahatir kandila shel shava gdola, we can be lenient and allow a kandila shel shava, a wax candela. We might call that a candle in English. Lachtoch lamata mimena kevin de bishashe chotechota eno makish me'or shel haklal. So I have a candle. The candle is a 5-inch candle. It's going to last for 5 hours. I want to cut off the bottom, 1 inch on the bottom. Now it's going to go out in 4 hours. So that we said is gram kibui, which is mutter on yantif. Shabbos maybe it's not mutter, but it's not going to be chayav. So here it says, but when you have an oil lamp, if there's less oil, the candle burns less bright. But if there is a shorter candle or a shorter wick, the candle does not burn less bright. And therefore, taking out the oil is kibui mamish, but cutting off the bottom of the candle is not kibui mamish. Af agav shehu gorem ligrom kibuya shari. You're causing it to go out earlier, but that's gram kibui, and gram kibui on yontif is mutter. Okay, now there's a separate problem. Well, we're talking about yontif, so yontif is not going to be muksa. The candle's not muksa yontif. Okay, but there's another issue, because if I cut a candle down, so, you know, I'm not going to just cut candles on Yontif, not on Shabbos, certainly not on Yontif, because I'm making a kli, either it's machatech or it's sikur mana, makem a patish. I'm fixing up the nair to be what I want. So now I also have a hard time understanding the mitzvahs over here, but I'll read you the Tosfos.
You're only allowed to cut the candle with a fire.
About besakin aser aliba de kulei alma, but to use a knife to cut the bottom of the candle, or even a yontif, is going to be aser according to everybody. The amar the kama b'masisin, because that's the mishnah on daf lamed beis amin aleph. Chotcha b'or b'fi shtei neros. Daf lamed beis, the mishnah says, Ein chotchin et ha-psila. You're not allowed to cut the wick. That's what Tana Kama says. Rebbe Omer chotcha b'ur. You can cut it with a fire. So then the Gemara asks, Well, what's the difference how I cut it? What's the difference if I use a knife to cut it or I use a fire to cut it? At the end of the day, I'm doing the same thing. I'm fitting the candle to the size I want it to be. So Gemara says, Ma'ishna besakin delo de komasake mana. I can't use a knife because it's tikkun mana. But we're not making komasake mana, but with the fire, it's also tikkun mana. Tani Rav Chia, chotcha bu'ur b'fi shtei neiros. So what I understand is usually a candle, if they have a long candle, and the wick goes from the top to the bottom. If the wick only ends halfway, then the candle's going to burn out in half the time. So the wick goes all the way through. So I could turn this one candle into two candles. How do I do that? I take a fire and I light it in the middle of the candle, like a T. It burns through the wax. It finds the ptila. It cuts the ptila. Now, it likely lights both ptilot, and now I have two candles, which is basically what the Gemara is saying you're allowed to do. I take one candle, and I put it into two candle holders, one on this end and one on that end. So the top and the bottom are now both bottoms. I light it in the middle. The fire is going to go through the wax, and the pashtas light the wick in the middle, cut it into two, and now I assume I'm going to have two lit candles. Okay. So that's what Tosis is pointing out by us. You can't say that you're cutting it with a knife because that's Mefurish Adasar. You have to be cutting it with a fire. Fine. Okay, that is the opinion of Tosis, and we'll see that the Ramah holds like Tosis. And Tosis is going to end up to be the Makil opinion. The Rosh in Bay, Perek Bay's Halacha Yedzayin, first he quotes Tosis, and he asks some kashas on Tosis, and then he goes on to disagree with Tosis. Nearly time at the mistapik min aner. You know why it's usher when he's mistapik min aner, he's chayav. Mishum shemim maher kibuyo, because he's causing the candle to burn out earlier than it was supposed to. That's the issa daraisa. Then he brings in, I meant to bring down the Gemaras, but we'll have to do with the rush. Va'af rabbanon derab yoisi modu b'hai gram kibui dechayev. So there's a machlokes between rabbanon and rab yoisi, a mishnah in Shabbos. A person, chas v'shalom, has a fire in his house. There's no pikuach nefesh. He's not allowed to put it out. So he wants to put it out with a gram kibui. He wants to take barrels of water and put them around the fire so that when the fire hits the barrels, it's going to pop the barrel and the water is going to spritz all over the place and put out the fire. And that's mutter, that's gram kibui. That's going to be mutter. I mean, that's a machlokes, Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi. So, says the Rosh, but both opinions over there, even the opinion that says that's mutter, agrees that in our case where you're taking oil out of the candle, that it's worse and it's going to be chayev. Why? Because they argue and the lenient opinion holds gram kibui is mutter mishum de einer nogea b'davar hadolek. When I put a new barrel, it's going to pop a new barrel full of water. I'm not touching the fire at all. And I'm not involved in anything that the fire is involved with. The fire comes to the barrel, boom. And the barrel pops, explodes, and out comes the water. El oisa dabar chutzalo, I'm doing something outside of the fire that causes the fire to go out. Abahacha, but in our case, when you're taking out the shemen, has shemen vapsila garmin esadleika. How do you have a fire in the candle? Their candles were basically a cup. The cup has in it oil and has a wick. And the oil and the wick are what's enabling the fire to exist. But when you cause the fire to go out earlier by going into the fire itself, going into the oil or going into the wick and minimizing the oil or minimizing the wick in order for the candle to go out earlier, that's not called grama anymore, says the Rosh. That is going to be chayav. It's not like the case with the gram kibui in Shabbos where you put a barrel you're not going near anything that involves the fire. You're doing something externally. But when you're doing something internally on the two ingredients of fire, the oil and the wick, That's not called a grumma. You caused it to go out. That's considered kibui mamish, which is going to be chayev. Based on this rush, the Beis Yosef concludes that must be that the rush disagrees with the candela of Tosis. Tosis says, okay, if I cut off the bottom part of the candle, so now it's going to go out earlier, Tosis says that's gram kibui, and gram kibui is mutter. Okay, there's a problem cutting it with your hand, right, with a knife because of tikkun mana, but in terms of kibui, it's not kibui, it's called gram kibui. But the Beis Yosef understands within Shitas HaRosh, when the gram kibui is coming about by the ingredients of that are enabling the fire to exist, in this case, it's the candle with the wick, that's not called gram kibui anymore. That's called kibui mamish, and it's going to be chayev. Now, when the Torah brings this down, he says that when you have a wax candle, and you don't... Now, this is where I didn't totally chap the metzius, but maybe if we talk it out, it'll become clearer. You have a wax candle that you want to light on Yontif. But you don't want the whole candle, you don't want to use up, you don't want to waste the whole candle, right? In those days, nowadays, you go to the Makolet for, I don't know, for $1, $2, you buy 500 candles, and they last you for a very long time. And I assume it wasn't like that back in the day, so they don't want the whole candle to be wasted on Yontif, or at least on this part of Yontif. So what are you going to do? How are you going to make sure that the candle doesn't burn out fully on Yontif? You're not allowed to blow it out. So says the Torah, Yachol litein svivav davar hamon'o milisarev. You could put something around the candle. Here's my candle. I have a candle. I'm going to put it into something so that, well, okay, that's a discussion. I'm going to put the candle into something so that when the fire goes down, let's say at the 50-yard line, halfway down the candle, it's now somehow whatever I'm putting the candle into. I'm putting it into dirt, let's say, in the sand. The sand is going to put out the candle when it goes down halfway. That's okay because it's gram kiboy mutter. So says the Beis Yosef, the tour holds like his father, the Rush, that you're not allowed to somehow cut off the bottom of the candle, even with a fire. But you have to take something on the outside. You have to put it into sand. You have to deal with something mibachutz in order to, quote unquote, cause the fire to go out when it gets to the 50-yard line. Now, the question is, when are you doing that? So the Beis Yosef understands, and we'll see this in the Shulchan Aruch, you're only allowed to do that before you light the candle. After you've lit the candle, you can't do that. The Gra does not understand why that should be. And we'll see the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Kodem Sheyad Likenu. That's not the Lashon HaTur. That's not the Lashon HaTur. But that's how the Beis Yosef understands the Torah, understands the Rush. And the Gra says, no, you have a lit candle, it's not muk, so I can go put it in the sand so that it goes out, even if it's already lit. And the Shulchan Aruch understands you have to do that before you light it. Okay, that is the background to Siv Beis and Siv Gimel and Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. Okay, now let's get to Shulchan Aruch. Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Beis. Lahatos Haner. To tilt a candle. Kidei Laharchik Hashem Min Apsila. So that the shemen, the oil, goes away from the wick. And therefore, the candle will burn out earlier. Choshev kibui ba'asr. That's considered kibui and it is asr. So that's what the Gemara said, right? Hamistapek mimenu chayev mishum achabe. Okay, this is not as bad as that case, because the Mishnah Berurah says, this case is considered kibui, the Mishnah Berurah katan yudalid, the ein tzarich lomar she'asu l'stapik min ha'shemen she'bener b'sha'ashu dolek. The kevan she'meisir shemen ma'at me'aner, ayidei te keha oro ksat. So he's bringing down like Tosis. When you take out some of the oil, the candle dims a little bit, and that is halachic mechabe. Okay, Shara Tzion on the bottom says Toises, V'yam Shel Shlomo, V'ayin Barosh Od Tam. Right, we know the Rosh disagrees with Toises. Okay, but here the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down the understanding of Toises. So again, the Mechaber says, to tilt the candle in order to tilt the shemen away from the wick is considered kibui and is usur. That means, meaning the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkata Yugimel, V'yich be'maher, it'll quickly go out. But even if it doesn't quickly go out, it sounds like it's going to be a problem. I didn't miss. But it has nothing to do with the candle going out. Let's say you tilt it, then you tilt it back. It sounds like for the second you tilted it, you dimmed the flame, and therefore, boom, that's kibui. Even if the candle never goes out, it could go on for light for 3 days. The fact that you took out or tilted away some of the oil, so you caused it to dim for a second, that would sound like it's also a problem. Continues the Mechaber, V'chein, Osu likach psila miner hadaluk, afila litna b'ner acher. You have a wick that's in a candle, I guess an oil candle. You have a wick in an oil candle. You want to take out the wick to put it into a different candle. Likach psila miner hadaluk, afila litna b'ner acher. Even to put in a different candle is going to be osu. Because when you take it out, it's going to burn out when you take it out of the oil. The fact that you go and put it into a different candle is not going to help you at all. Okay, now that's not with how the Mishnah Berurah explains it, so I take it back. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tazayin, Ratzuloma. Shemismait ora al kopone v'chashim kibui. It means you're taking out this wick, I don't know, very carefully, with, tweezers. You're taking out the wick. I mean, you're not allowed to do this, but I take out the wick. The wick is still on fire, and it remains on fire, and I put it into a different cup of oil. But the fact that I took it out, we said, even if the fire does not go out, if it goes out, legamre, so then for sure that's a problem. But even if it does not go out entirely, but we said, as long as it's a yonik, for there's less oil there, that's considered kibui. So here, I took it out of the oil entirely, and I go put it back into a different cup of oil. So when I took it out, I was over on kibui, because just taking it out dims it, even though it did not, it was not extinguished. Hagah note, says the Rama, umotil osu psilos lener dolek kidei sheyavir harbei v'yichbe bimheira. You're allowed to add extra wicks to the candle that's burning so that it will burn a lot and it will go out more quickly. Okay, now the question is over here, let's say there's a mitzvah or an inyan to burn the leftover oil after Hanukkah. I mean, dafka, the reason you're supposed to burn it is so that you're not nana. I mean, the easiest way not to nana is to throw it in the garbage, but they bring down to burn it. To burn it, then you have to make sure that you're not nana from that which you're burning. Fine. So, we usually left with a nice cup of oil, half a cup of oil, after Hanukkah. So, in order so that it won't light for 3 days, you put in a bunch of floating wicks so that it'll go out earlier. So that's what sounds like is happening over here. Now, okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The question is that exactly what's going on? Meaning, if I want more light, so I'm putting on more wicks, so that makes more, that we understand that that's okay. I'm allowed to have more light. I'm allowed to have more heat. That's okay on Yontif. But to add the wicks just to make it go out more quickly, just to burn it out more quickly, doesn't sound necessarily so simple. So let's see, Mishmur Sifkatu Yudches, V'yichbe b'mehera, ayin b'bir ha'alocha, d'mechaven sh'yichbe ora lav l'kulei almohu. If your sole intention is that the candle should burn out quicker, then not everyone agrees that this is okay. V'einu ela rak l'das ha'yesh matir in the Kamei Siv Gimel. This will only work according to the opinion of Tosfos, that causing the candle to go out earlier gram kibui is mutter on yantif. But according to the Rush, if you're causing it to go out more quickly, so then according to the Rush, that could be a problem of kibui. Well, if he mashikasab nusham deroy lahachmir bazeh, like the Rush, hu hadin kan. Period. Continues, there's a bir halach, but let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudches. Osir lechamim ner shel shava udabka b'koysel u'b'menorah gzeres shema yimareach. Dehainu, sheyishav shefenu lachlika apnei shetach ha'koysel v'utolos d'memachik. So this is actually something that's very relevant. You want to go light candles. Let's say this Pesach, haba alinu l'toiva, it's a famous Erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos. So, Yontif candles, first you light Shabbos candles. You make sure Shabbos is 101% over before you can prepare for Yontif and before you can light Yontif candles. Now I want to light the Yontif candles, but sometimes they're wobbly. Let's say if I use a wax candle. So, like we do on Hanukkah, we take the match to the bottom of the candle, melt the wax, and jab it onto the menorah so that it stays sturdy and firm. So that is usher. That is smoothing, memareach, memachek. That you're not allowed to do on yontif, to heat up the wax in order to make it smooth or to stick it to the surface. I mean, obviously, you have to make sure that the candles are safe. So figure out a different way to make sure that the candles are safe. But this you're not allowed to do on yontif. Okay, let's look at the Bir Halacha, Dibar Masra, V'yichbe B'mehera. Ayin Bel Yerabba V'nar Shalom, Shemafak Fikin Ala Ramah B'masha Osef Kdei Shiyaver Harbei, V'yichbe B'mehera. Bazeh Lo Nimtza B'ran. So that part is not in the Ran. At the end of the Ramah quotes the Ran, but that's not exactly what the Ran says. U'bavoydes HaKodesh La'arajma Mavur Le'isri Mechavim B'shvil L'chabos. If your sole intention is that the candle should burn out earlier, you should use up the oil earlier and the candle should go out. So the Rash beholds, if that's your only covenant, it's also. V'ein omut eli mechavim shiya'ir harbe. After memein liyichbe me'era. If I want more light, if I want more heat, so that's going to be mutter. Oh, it's also going to cause it to go out earlier. That's okay. I'm allowed to give myself more light and more heat. V'chein hevi al yirab b'shem sefer manig. Skip down a line. El dinira de toli zeb machlokes ha'toisis va'rosh. This would seem to be dependent on the machlokes toisis and rosh that we said before. Dil ha'toisis v'hein ro yesh matirin, according to toisis, which is the yesh matirin in the Ramon Siv Gimel. Dim matirin ha'vig ner shava dog v'emtza av shem achad v'kdei lekatzul ma'akibuya. I'm allowed to light a candle in the middle, even though my kavana is for the candle to split in two and light both of them, so that it will only burn for half the time. Hu adim bazet. So then this will also be mutter to put in a bunch of wicks. Aval laharosh da oser sham. The rush doesn't let you do that. Hu adim kan. He won't let you do that here either. V'chei muchach me'ayirab u'bir agrosh adin zehu apia yesh matirin dilakaman. This din of the Ramah is, I guess, Lashitaso, because he's the one who brings the Yesh Matirin in the next sif, which is Shitas Ha Toises. Vine, Nisbar Lakama, B'mishabur, the Yesh Locho Shomadas Arash. But we're going to learn in Sif Gimel, which I thought we were going to do today, but it looks like we'll do it tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, that the Mishnah brings down that one should be chayshish l'chumra, like the mechaber, to be chayshish v'shitas arosh. V'im ken gam kan yesh lachush l'asur mechaber v'shiyichbe. So if I have to be machmir, be chayshish v'shitas mechaber v'shitas arosh in Siv Gimel, hu adin over here, I can't be saimich on this, the last two words of this Ramah, in order to have, if my sole intention is for the candle to burn out earlier. Ubifrat, especially Shahabi Rishon Kotzel Beferush Isabaze Kishemachavin Lachabas. There are many Rishonim that write explicitly that if your intention is just for the candles to go out earlier, you're not allowed to do it. Vida'o dataz Shehotzi Okay, we'll stop here. Hold on. There's also a big Sheret Zion we missed. Hold on. Okay. With the Sheret Zion Ois Yud Ches you could do for homework based on the end of the Mishabura Sifkot and Tezayin. But that was Tov Kuf Yud Dalid Siv Beis. And we already did the intro to Siv Gimel. So tomorrow, Be'ezot Hashem, we'll do Siv Gimel. And we will go right there.